lava beds called maria, and they cover more area on the part of the moon you see at last quarter than on a first quarter moon. For this 15th day of May, that's Stardate, a show is written by Deborah Bird. We'd like to send you some information on how you can get a sky calendar and star chart. If you'd like to get that information, write us at the University of Texas McDonnell Observatory in Austin, zip 78712, and don't forget, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. For the McDonnell Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
Solicitations and greetings and things like that.
Yes. This is the Voice of Long Island. I'm Mike Uhas. I'm sitting on the floor.
I'm Eric Corley. I'm sitting in a chair.
Yeah. Hey, it's more comfortable down here, you know?
Yeah,
yeah, it is. I have to lean up for the microphone here. If I could bring it down.
I've done a few of my shows sitting on the floor, and I found it to be a truly enlightening experience.
Really? When was the last time?
The last time I did a show on the floor was a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's this... Well, it's the spring air, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The spring air that sort of makes you feel inspired to do crazy things.
Like sitting on the floor to do your show.
And jumping out of windows and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I did that once, too.
You did?
But did you ever jump out the window while you were on mic, though?
No, not while I was on mic. Mm-hmm. My cord doesn't stretch.
What about that 700-foot job we have?
Maybe that would. I didn't have it set up, but yes, that would be a good idea. Maybe we can jump out the window some night.
Yeah, the Health Science Center or some cool thing.
Radio first.
This is the Voice of Long Island. We're here for the next 3 hours or so, bringing sheer lunacy, and we'll step
stamping on the foot of authority.
Whoever wrote that up, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it is May 15th already, and I would like to be the first one to publicly say... welcome to Steve Kreitzer as our new program director here at WUSB Stony Brook.
The dawning of a new era.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? May 15th is a day of change here at the radio station, and I'm happy to say I'm a person again.
No longer a program director anymore.
No.
This is the first Voice of Long Island you've done in a year without being program director.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Tell me something, Mike. Now, I'm free from that, and I'm also free from school. For the first time in my life.
Except for Sunday.
Except for graduation day, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Now, you've been free from school for a while. I just wanted to ask you, what is it like to suddenly realize that school is over, you're not going back, and you have your whole life ahead of you and absolutely nothing to do? Well, not nothing to do, but let's just say nothing planned in the immediate future.
What's it like? It's get a job.
Yeah, so that's pretty much what I expected.
Yeah.
Don't you get a sense of, hey, I can do anything now. Anything at all. I can go to Tibet. I can start skydiving.
You could have done that last summer.
I can
dig
a hole in the backyard.
You could have done that last summer.
I did do that last summer, come to think of it.
Hmm. Did you skydive or go to Tibet last summer?
No, I didn't. I might do that this summer.
Oh, okay. Well, make sure you send us postcards, talking postcards from Tibet.
Is it really, though, the beginning?
Sounds like a great name for an album, don't you think?
Is it the beginning of the rest of your life, or is it just...
the end of one phase.
And the beginning of a new phase.
Yeah.
But how long is this phase?
Which phase?
The new phase. And don't say the rest of your life.
No, until it ends.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's however long you want it to be.
Right.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for all you college graduates out there,
it's pretty simple.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Bill Sankrich is scratching at the door. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
A quasi-graduate, yes.
A quasi-graduate, huh?
Eric, where's your pants, man?
Like I said, spontaneous radio.
Yeah.
Right. So long, people.
So long.
I use
and
that phrase.
Put your pants back on.
Well, I don't know what to expect. I really don't. It's going to be a fun next few months, I think. Fun and unpredictable and different.
Yeah.
And probably poor as all hell, too.
Well, without a job, that's a good possibility.
Without a job or...
and you can't get unemployment just from being a student.
Without a plan.
Well, you better work on that, too.
Yeah, a plan or a job. That's what you need.
But you know, we do have a plan for tonight, though.
We have lots of plans for tonight.
What are we going to do? We're going to try to get through to New Zealand, to Denver, and to Fiji.
Those are some requests that we've had to find Oscar's All-Night Kosher Deli.
Right.
And we are going to do it, folks.
See you later. We have a call-in thing, and we're going to have...
We have a gardening expert, I believe.
That's right.
He's going to talk about all the new spring stuff coming in. That'll be very soon.
That's true. That's coming up within just a couple of minutes. And we also have a
Sydney Schreiber. Sydney Schreiber report coming up.
And a Sydney Opera House.
A Sydney Opera House?
No. yeah, I guess we forgot all about the Sydney Schreiber thing. Yeah, that's true.
Sydney Schreiber is coming in.
Mm-hmm. And what was that? That's something from The Clash?
Yes, we have the new album. The new Clash album is here. It's called Combat Rock. And I guess we can preview some of the songs.
Are we going to audition it like we did last week?
Did we do that last week?
Not The Clash, but we auditioned things last week.
Oh, yes, we reviewed records. This is something that we really have to let the people decide.
That's true. Well, why don't we get into it right...
right now?
Right now.
Okay, well, this is a song called Straight to Hell... brand new from The Clash on The Voice
of Long Island.
Mama, 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 mama.
me tell you about the first bamboo kid. It ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice. Steak and boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Oh, Papa San, please take me home. Oh, Papa San, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama San says, wanna play mine, Craig and Joe, on the doggy drag ragtime USA. In Parkland International, hey, Dunkey USA. Where cocaine proves the purest rock man grooves and rat poison. The volatile Molotov says, can you cop it up loud and strong? Immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, both sides do, could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land, there ain't no asylum. All over me, never live round here. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
We heard from The Clash, followed by
Moby Grape.
And now we're going to hear something, something else.
Pretty weird.
We can't say it because we don't know how to read it.
Radio Free Long Island is proud to present another in a series of phone-in interviews. This time we have Mr. Walter Pasadena from the Ashurokan Beach and Garden Club with us in the studio, and he'll be accepting telephone calls.
All right, good evening.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Pasadena?
Well, yes, I...
Are you originally from Long Island?
Yes, I've grown up in Ashurokan all my life, in fact. And I've always been interested in gardening. It's a fascinating trade. It's something that we should all know something about, especially this time of year in the spring. Have you ever noticed in the spring the leaves turn green and flowers come out and bloom?
I did notice that.
And there's smells and birds and things like that, dirt, people dig up things, water, grass, and all that kind of stuff. It happens this time of year. This is it, folks. Gardening time is now. This is the time to get involved. If you want to get involved in gardening, come on down to a reputable garden center and get yourself a garden started. There's no point in waiting any longer, so do it now. And you won't find any lower prices in a good reputable garden center.
That's true.
Maybe we can find out where some reputable garden centers are this evening. I certainly hope so anyway, Mike. What do you think about that?
I think so, Mr. Pasadena. I think we have a call waiting right now, in fact.
Oh, fine. Well, then I guess I'll just throw a couple of these doohinkies here and let's see. All right. Hold on. Hold on. Let me see if I can figure this out. Hello? Oh, I got something. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Pasadena.
Hello, yes, I am reading something now.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Ask your question.
I'm calling from your neighboring village of Northport.
Oh, Northport. Yes, yes. Yes, you're
familiar. You must be familiar with it.
Northport, yes.
Yes. I have a problem with my water chestnuts.
Oh.
They don't seem to be growing right now.
Well, are you...
Let me tell you where I got the seeds. I got them from a dish of subgum fried rice. And I figured, well, gosh, I like the water chestnuts so much, might be a good idea just to take the water chestnuts out of the subgum fried rice and plant them and grow a whole grove of water chestnuts myself.
Wow.
And I also tried with growing some shrimp, and they don't seem to be doing too well either. Could you help me out?
Well, it's okay growing shrimp. Well, it's okay to do that in some parts of the country. Long Island, though, has very, what you might call, fussy soil.
Mm-hmm.
And this fussy soil does not take things that have been already prepackaged. The only way to put something in the ground and have it grow again is to get it from a reliable garden store.
Can you recommend one?
I believe a reliable garden store exists at the corner of Route 1, 12, and 24. It's a place called Larry's, I understand, and they can give you all the water chestnuts you want. I'd like to ask you another question. How often are you watering these water chestnuts? Because they do need a lot of water, hence their name.
Well, I have been watering them on the occasion of once every half hour, typically speaking. Yeah. Once every half hour.
I don't think that's enough. I think you should be...
They
should be in a constant state of water, do you understand?
Like underwater, maybe?
Underwater would be fine, but I don't think that's enough, actually.
Well, can you suggest a good Chinese restaurant to get these water chestnuts?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, Larry's has a Chinese restaurant annex, in fact, on the corner of Route 112 and 24. So I would suggest you come on down and solve all of your problems forever. Let's go to the next call. Do we have a next call? Yes, I guess we do. Hello? Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. You sound like you're calling from a far distance.
Yes, I am. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Connecticut?
That's right.
And this station, this station can get received in Connecticut. Oh, that's amazing.
I'm
impressed. I'm very impressed.
I'm glad you're... Well, this is long distance, so I can't keep it long. I mean, I can't talk long. That's right.
Oh, okay, because you're paying for the... Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Why don't you answer? Ask your question,
please. Well, I'm very interested in growing my own shrimp as well.
Hello?
Yes? Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, say that again. I'm sorry.
I said I'm very interested in growing my own shrimp.
Hello?
As well. Shrimp. Can you hear me?
Wait, I'm afraid I don't understand the question at all.
I am interested in growing my own shrimp, like the caller before. Me.
I'm sorry. Maybe this person can call back on a better line. Sometimes you get callers that just don't make any sense whatsoever. Is this a call? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes. Can I help you?
Yes, you can. I have gardenias that are coming out with these red speckles on the flowers.
Yes.
Could you help me out? Can you tell me?
They're called tweedles.
Tweedles.
They're called tweedles. The red specks are called tweedles, in fact.
I was under the apprehension that it might be, in fact, chicken pox.
No, it's not. It's not chicken pox. Although, you won't get
measles, maybe.
No, that's we did find a solution to that.
I did find some lumps in some of my roses' throat.
Well, if you were in Europe or maybe the Mid East a little bit, you might have a problem there. But this is Long Island, you know. This is the United States of America.
Yes,
you don't have problems with those on the plants. They are tweedles. Yes, tweedles are harmless. They used to serve a purpose back in the prehistoric era.
And quite similar to a man's appendix, huh?
Yes, exactly. You got it. You hit the nail right on the head. That's exactly what it is. They don't serve a purpose right now. You can remove them. They won't do any harm. Don't worry about your tweedles. They won't hurt anybody. Let's go to the next call. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead, please.
My name is Mrs. Abigail San Luis Obispo.
Good for you. What can we do for you?
I'm calling from Caram, and I have a problem that I think...
Caram? Oh,
yes.
Goody. Yes, okay.
All my crocuses died, and I don't know what to do.
Well, what part of Caram do you live in?
In the northern part, I'm afraid.
Is that near the main street?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, you see, exhaust fumes are not good at all for that type of plant.
Oh, okay. Well,
if you want, you can keep them in an indoor garden with complete simulated atmosphere and everything. They are available in bulk. You have to buy at least four of them from
a reputable garden center, such as Larry's on the corner of Route 112 and 24, which is incidentally a main street that causes problems.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, let's go to another call. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yes, yes.
Hello.
Can I help you?
I'll be a nurse. I'll be a nurse in the amalgamated hospital. And you see, now, we get all these flowers in here all the time.
You're a nurse.
Yeah, I'll be a nurse. We get all these flowers
in a hospital.
In the amalgamated hospital.
You're a nurse in the amalgamated hospital.
That's right, buddy.
Okay.
And we get all these flowers in all the time. I don't know what to do. These people, they die and they leave their flowers behind. What do we do with them all?
Well, odds are the flowers are dead anyway because they've probably been clipped. Is that in fact the case? Or are people...
They're bringing them in pots!
All people are inconsiderate enough to bring the flowers in on pots with people who are dying.
Yeah!
So you don't know what to do with the flowers that are left
over. And all these people that died, some of them didn't die, and they leave their flowers behind. It's a big mess
Let me just tell you one thing, nurse. You do not have to worry about watering flowers. You have more important things to do than water flowers in the hospital.
I don't want to water no flowers. I want to know what to do to them all.
You have patients to deal with.
Can I pull them off? Can you recommend a reputable pond flower pond?
Oh, yes. Well, we will gladly take the flowers off your hands.
Well,
a friend of mine, actually, who runs a reputable garden center in, well, it's called Larry's, and it's on the corner of Route 112 and 24. And
uh-huh.
He will gladly take it off your hands for only a small charge, and then we'll figure out something to do with them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so thank you for calling.
I'll be down there to the Larry's place real soon.
Okay.
Bye.
God bless you, man. All right, we have time for, I believe, one more call, and then we must be wrapping things up. So let's go back to the phones. Hello. Oh. Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling from Sag Harbor.
Yes, I hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Is there a 777 second delay here?
No, there is not. This is all going out very live.
Fine. Well, listen, here's my problem.
Okay.
I told you I live in Sag Harbor, right?
That's not that much of a problem.
It's yes, it is.
It's sort of a problem for some people.
It's a coastal community, you see. And
yes.
Well, I live below the high tide mark, and consequently, twice a day, my garden gets flooded, and all of my flowers get washed out to sea.
With salt water.
And that's true, and that's not good for them. I was wondering if you might have some suggestions besides stilts. I tried stilts the other day, and they all fell down, kaboom, splashed right into the drink.
Well, that's definitely not a good place to put a garden, I would say.
Uh-huh.
We can have a special garden kit built for you that will raise the level of your house. In fact, raise the level of your entire community if you so desire, so that you can plant flowers and little things like that. A full such gardening kit is available at any reputable garden center.
Can you,
the most reputable one I know of is Larry's on the corner of Route 112 and 24. I'm glad I got a chance to mention that because that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And you should check that out as quickly as you can.
An elevated kit, huh?
An elevated kit will raise everything, and you'll be able to plant as many things as you want without having to worry about falling back into the ocean.
Well, I have a problem, too, because I told you my house is also kind of below the
high water mark.
Should I call up on the sea shanty program and ask them what I should do? Or is that...
I think you're best off going straight down to Larry's and having him raise your house for you.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
He'll raise everything in your house.
You've been a real pal.
Okay. Well, that's about all the calls we have time for. Mike, I want to thank you very much for allowing me on this program. I think I've reached out to the people and shown them just what gardening really means, what gardening is all about, and how gardening can help them and how gardening can help us.
Walter, it's been a real pleasure having you here tonight.
Thank you.
And we're going to have to do it again real soon.
I hope so.
We've been speaking with Mr. Walter Pasadena.
Yes, yes.
From the Asher Oak and Beach and Garden Club.
I've never been to Pasadena, incidentally.
Really? Do you know any little old ladies? Oh, sorry.
I beg your pardon.
Thank you very much for coming down to the show. Good night.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Douglas Quintet
on USB, the voice
of Long Island.
Mike Juhas over there.
Eric Crawley on the other side. Yeah, I guess we should introduce ourselves.
We did that already.
Did we really?
Well, we always introduce ourselves. You're Mike Juhas.
And I'm Eric Crawley.
That's right. I'm Eric Crawley.
And I'm Mike Juhas.
Well, we did. We introduced
1236. That was the Sir Doug Quintet from an album that came out at the end of 1980 called Border Wave. We heard Tonight.
Beautiful.
Yes. And just before that, of course, was the Chinese thing.
Chinese music of all sorts.
With apologies and thanks to our friends from Sino 78.
The Chinese music program that comes your way every Sunday at 5 o'clock.
On WUSB. Stony Brook. New
York. As part of the Radio Free Weekend, which we're in now.
That's right.
Officially. This is the official Radio Free Weekend.
You know, I have something here that it's not in the weekend, but it's just as important.
Next on Curtain Up, the big band sound of the Andrew Sisters in Over Here. And we'll also be joined by Betty Condon and Adolph Green in On the Town. I'm Deirdre Jersey, and you're invited to join me when we set the clock back to the 1940s on Curtain Up, Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., right here on 90.1 FM, WUSC, Stony Brook.
Yeah, Curtain Up.
Curtain Up, yeah. One of our favorite programs comes your way every Wednesday morning.
As part of USB's Radio Free Week.
Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I had to throw that on there. Deirdre Jersey, DJ the DJ, she does such a swell job.
Curtain Up, yeah.
I met a fellow this past weekend at a square dance, of all places.
Yeah?
That goes out of his way to listen to Deirdre Jersey's Curtain Up!
Curtain Up. All right. Not like SUNY Side Up at 6:30. The program about the campus of the State University of New York at Stony Brook. No. SUNY Side Up is not to be confused with
Curtain Up!
Curtain Up is our soundtrack program.
With dear.
Deirdre Jersey comes your way every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m.
She comes bouncing in here live all the time. And
yes, she fills the studio with life.
That's true.
That is true.
That's
true. I have to hand it to her. The place is in a total cheerful state on Wednesdays, you know.
That's true. Well, in any event.
In fact, we're still recuperating from all the cheerfulness of your last Wednesday. And here it is Saturday morning.
That's true. Last Saturday evening, I went to a square dance. Did I tell you that?
I think you started to mention it. Is it the season for square dances, or are they out of...
I'm not too sure, but I had such a swell time. It was really great.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad you were having a swell time.
That was really swell.
Where was this, in St. James?
It was in St. James, sponsored by the Long Island Traditional Music Association.
Isn't that the group that our own Steve Sanfilippo is in?
Yeah.
And in fact, Jerry he's the president of it, I believe.
Is he? I don't think... Well, I'm not too sure if he's president or no, but I joined it.
You joined it?
I joined it this week.
Hey, let me shake your hand.
Not my microphone.
That's what shaking hands on microphones sounds like.
It was really kind of neat. I mentioned this to you privately, but as I walked in, I said to the guy at the door, I said, hey, can I join? He says, sure. So I gave him my money, and I filled out this little form.
All your money?
Well, the money for the dues.
Oh, okay. You signed over your bank account to him.
Filled in the name, Mike Juhas, and my address and phone number and all that other personal information.
Uh-huh.
And he took it, and I went to my seat, and he comes up behind me a minute or two later.
And says, boo. He says, no. Okay, what did he say?
He says, I always wanted to meet one of the tripods.
Oh, well, that's quite interesting.
It's a hell of a thing to say. This is a big pen. Did you ever pull one of them apart?
Well, now you're going to be in trouble, because in a moment, it's going to start spilling out of that thing.
I
broken it. Oh, look at it.
I haven't pulled a big pen apart since fifth grade.
Are you allowed to say big pens over the air?
No.
Oh, well, then let's not say big pens over the air.
Okay, well, as long as we break them. You ever break apart big pens in fifth grade and they come
Yeah,
home
my hand gets all black or blue or red, depending what color I'm
yeah,
using.
Yeah, blue ink all over
Green
the face
sometimes.
In any event.
You ever have a pen explode in your pocket?
Yeah, yeah.
You suddenly look down and it's this big blue spot. And always a white pair of pants, too.
That's
amazing.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Hey, what is that? I know what that
sometimes
is.
Sometimes see people where I work, for instance, and wearing their lab coats with big splotches right on their white coats.
That's horrible. You know, the people who wear dark uniforms, such as, I guess garbage men wear dark uniforms. You can't tell when their big pens have burst.
And policemen.
Yeah. I bet they have lots of bursted pens, and we never know about it, and they don't even change their uniforms because they're dark and you can't tell.
That's true.
But
usually,
they know.
Usually, yeah. Usually, yeah, because they
And that's the most important thing, because you feel it.
Yeah, they stick to their shirts.
That's right.
Usually, though, policemen dress quite neatly, and they have usually pretty much pressed shirts and stuff all the way. I saw an example of a cop that was really in disarray. His hair was all
Maybe he just went through a manic scene or something. Huh?
Place I used to work, he came in for batteries for his flashlight or something. And
it's all flustered, man.
His shirt was all wrinkled like he slept in it or something.
Maybe he wasn't a real cop. Maybe he was...
But he was driving a real cop's car.
Ooh. I sort of got pulled over by a real cop's car last night on my way home.
Oh, really?
Well,
it was a campus anxiety?
Well, no, it wasn't campus anxiety. It was regular frustration outside of the campus, regular police. I was driving down a road doing about 40 in a 30 zone, like, you know, normal. And suddenly, I see this little dot way off in the distance, and I look up again, and it's right behind me. And he winks his lights at me, and not his red lights, but his white lights. You know, mm-hmm. He just like goes, wink, wink. And so apparently he wanted to pass me, so I pulled over, almost crashing into a parked car along the way. But all he wanted to do was pass me, because he was in a hurry to get someplace. But, yeah, that was kind of frightening.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know what it was.
You must have been scared.
Yeah, I was scared, all right. When I realized what had just happened, I was really scared.
Yeah.
You must have had some experiences like that.
Can't think of any.
No?
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Well, I am too, but, you know, the first time... Don't look at me like that. The first time that I ever almost got into an accident was with a cop car.
Really?
Yeah, it was at a corner, and he was parked up on a... on an embankment, okay? And I was making a right turn on red, just like I'm supposed to.
Did you ever go straight on red?
Well, let's not talk about that.
Sorry.
When a traffic light is broken, I do believe in going straight on red, but I'm not going to say anything else about that. I was making a right on red, doing everything legally. Suddenly, he got a call, apparently, and he had to leave his little embankment. So he, without looking, suddenly pulled out in front of me, and I almost, you know, got into a horrible accident.
Kaboom.
Yeah. You get into an accident with a policeman, it's not good news usually.
That's true. Last Sunday...
was Mother's Day.
Right.
Wow. And, you know, we started playing songs at 2:55, which was kind of stupid. We should have played Mother's Day songs all night long, but when we said 5 minutes left in our program, we decided to suddenly start doing it. And, of course, we ran out of time, so we weren't able to play all the songs we wanted to. But we have...
And Anthony White wouldn't have let us played during his show, even if he was here.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
but
he's here tonight, so.
We have a song here that Sidney Shriver personally recommended to me. He said, you guys like rock and roll, okay? You'll love this song. This song is dedicated to someone's mother, and it's like it'll make you want to get up and dance, and it's really got radical roots to it, and it's so hip, you know? That's the word Sidney Shriver used, was hip.
Hip? Really cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's by a guy named Jimmy Edwards on The Voice
of Long Island.
Sydney, you sure didn't let us down this time.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators, and the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay, I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mudda, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball. Gee, that's better. Marafada, kindly disregard this letter.
This is Sidney Schreiber reporting for Radio Free Long Island News. Right now I'm standing on the Sancticos Parkway overpass looking down at the Long Island Expressway. As you can hear, traffic is moving at a fairly brisk rate right now. However, amazing as it may seem, within a single day, traffic conditions can vary tremendously. Earlier in the day, we were astounded to see that traffic was not moving at all on the LIE. We talked with a few people heading eastbound by Deer Park Avenue. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Yeah, every day about this time.
Are you telling me that this kind of traffic tie-up is a daily occurrence?
Yeah, sure. Doesn't everybody know that?
Let's talk to another driver. Ma'am? Excuse me, ma'am. What do you think of this traffic?
Who are you?
My name's Sidney Schreiber, and I'm a reporter for Radio Free Long Island.
Ooh!
See my microphone?
Yes! What did you want to know?
We just wanted your comments on the traffic conditions.
Oh, well, it's bad, I guess, but not as bad as it is sometimes.
I see. Do you use the LIE often?
Oh, about once or twice a day.
And would you call this a common occurrence?
What?
The traffic. Or are these conditions, do they exist often?
Oh, yes, all the time. But you get used to it.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's chat with one more person. Here's somebody in a pickup truck. Excuse me, sir.
What?
My, you seem a little edgy.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? My air conditioner just broke down. Now my radio doesn't even work.
Are you surprised at the amount of traffic that's on the road?
What, this? Are you kidding? I've seen it 10 times worse than this.
Do you have any theories as to what might cause this congestion?
Theories? Hell, I know what causes it. It's the rush hour. Did you ever hear of that?
The rush hour?
That's right.
Why do you call it that? I don't see anything rushing.
Oh my gosh, did you just fall out of the sky or something?
Now we talked with quite a few more people over the course of the afternoon, and nearly all of them told me that what I was witnessing was by no means an uncommon occurrence. Several made reference to that mysterious phenomenon known as rush hour. And through an uncanny stroke of good luck, I happened to come across a man who said that not only does this happen every afternoon, but traffic tie-ups occur every morning, except in the other direction, heading westbound.
Yeah, it starts about 6 o'clock in the morning, and it goes on until about 9.
Every day?
Yeah, every day. Well, wait a minute. It doesn't happen on weekends or holidays.
Oh.
No, it's only weekdays. That goes for the afternoon as well.
How very unusual. When this thing occurs, is the traffic just as bad throughout the entire length of the expressway? Or
No, it's funny you should mention that. As one gets further east on the island, say, towards Riverhead, one encounters less traffic. But as you go towards the city, there's always more.
Which city is this?
Oh, you know, the one right over where all those buildings...
Newark?
No, the other one. No, what's it called?
Do you mean New York?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Now, we're not going to reveal the identity of the man who gave us all of this information for his own protection. It's quite probable that the people who run the Long Island Expressway would be very upset if they found out this information leaked out. Nevertheless, a journalist's main responsibility is to his audience. And so I contacted the Long Island Expressway management.
Are you aware of the problems that exist on the expressway in the afternoon and the morning?
What are you talking about? The rush hour?
So you are aware of it?
Of course I am. Just crawl out of a rock or something, fella?
Well, don't you think you should do something about it?
Well, what do you want us to do? I mean, we could ride in the road, but of course there's no money for that. And even if there was, it would take forever.
Now, I don't claim to be an expert on roads and highways, but I do know a few things. For instance, the street I live on, a quiet residential lane, has absolutely no problems with traffic. I mean, you can go out there at any hour of the day or night and not experience any delay whatsoever in getting from one part of the street to another. Now, if my street doesn't have any problems, I'd like to know, and I think the people of Long Island have the right to know, why you can't manage to keep the Long Island Expressway clear.
Well, you heard it yourself. There is clearly something here that certain people do not want to talk about. There are undoubtedly a good many scandals and cover-ups involved in this story, but the people have a right to know why traffic mysteriously halts on the Long Island Expressway at two different times in two different directions. And we here at Radio Free Long Island will risk everything to find out why. For Radio Free Long Island, this is Sidney Schreiber. And now back to the studios. Now back to the studios. I'm finished now. Turn off my mic, please.
help you?
Yes, operator, we need in Denver Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
I'm checking OSCAR.
Yeah.
I don't show Oscar's Deli, I'm sorry.
Not at all, huh?
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Mr. McKay.
We have a pair of tickets to give away. See Richard and Linda Thompson and Robert Hunter at North Stage for later on tonight, Saturday. Be the second caller at 516-246-7901. And all yours.
USB Stony Brook. When I fall in love, it will be forever, 'cause I'll never ever fall in love again. When I fall in love, there will be no other, only me and you in this old wide world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was Don Drummond, and I guess the Scatolites in there with University Goes Ska.
What's that off of?
That's off of an album on...
Oh, that assorted album called Intensified Ska.
No, no, this one's called Calling... Yeah, I guess it is. And then before that, we heard... What did we hear? Oh, we heard from Ken Booth in When I Fall in Dub. When I Fall in Dub.
Well, that's the B-side of When I Fall in Love.
Which is just a great tune. I think it's just as good as... It's another one of these things that... Another one of these things we... I turned my mic down when I wanted to cough, but it came through yours.
What are you trying to say?
It was just as... one of these... This was one of those things that I...
Well said.
First heard on the Philip and Errol show.
Uh-huh.
Quite a while ago, and I enjoyed it the first time I heard it. And they play some really fine stuff on a
sort
Friday
of like,
evening.
Sort of like the first time I heard Someone Loves You, Honey.
Right. Exactly.
I went crazy the first time I heard
you
it.
You certainly did.
Because I couldn't get through in the phone lines to find out what it was.
Right.
And I was afraid that they'd keep playing more and more songs, and I wouldn't be able to figure out which song it was that they played, and I'd never find out what it was. And it was just a horrible feeling.
Who did that song, anyway?
Who did that song? Well, it was June Lodge, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I had her up here in the studio one time.
You had her up here? What do you mean you had her up here?
Yeah, well, she just happened to be up here in the studio one time.
Yeah.
And she just came up to say this.
Hi there. This is J.C. Lodge. And whenever I'm in Long Island, I listen to WUSB, Stony Brook.
She's not in Long Island very often, you know.
No, but when she's here, she listens to USB.
That's important. That's the important thing.
And we gave her a USB T-shirt. So if you ever go see a June Lodge concert, and I mean, she might be wearing a USB.
We're giving lots of people USB T-shirts. You gave Suzanne Ciani?
Yeah.
You gave her a T-shirt? We're thinking of giving Laurie Anderson a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't know we exist yet, but mm-hmm. She will.
She will, yeah. Speaking about things we're going to be doing, next week we're going to probably most likely be interviewing
who?
Susan McGowan from Channel 21 News.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you want to be tuned to The Voice of Long Island this time next week.
I watched that newscast fairly.
It is a reputable. It is a reputable newscast.
I think so.
What's this? Oh, on turntable six.
This is J.C. Lodge.
Here she is again.
And whenever I'm in Long Island, I listen to WUSB,
the song.
Stony Brook.
That's the song, you see. There it is. We're supposed to listen to this now.
Okay.
That's where it goes on for longer, though. It just fades out. Yeah. Oh, just listen to that. Isn't that great?
It is.
Oh, I think it's really fantastic.
It's really hysterical.
I just love to sit back and take in all the words and the music and everything.
I'm still looking for the Charlie Pride version of this song.
Well, Charlie Pride wrote it, or someone named C. Pride wrote it. And how many people do you know, C. Pride, who are into music? So it's got to be Charlie Pride. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We
speaking
know those kind of things.
Speaking of the C's, we have a USB Long Island weather.
Oh, for the high C's?
No, we don't. We have a... Do you want to read the Long Island USB weather?
Okay, the Long Island USB weather. What's the current temperature in Stony Brook?
14 Celsius, 57 on the Fahrenheit scale, 90.1 on the FM scale.
Mostly clear tonight, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunny and pleasant.
Mm.
Highs in the 60s.
Sunny and pleasant.
Tomorrow night,
you turkey.
Clear and cool. Low in the mid-40s to low 50s.
Mm.
And Sunday's outlook, sunny and pleasant. Highs in the 60s. That was our phone number, wasn't it?
Yeah.
246-7901. Oh, and we got such a good response on that giveaway that our ticket person called up and authorized us to give away even more tickets.
Yeah, we'll get
two
to that
more pairs.
Yeah, we'll
two
get
more
in,
pairs.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute, though. Yeah.
Well, just tell the people who the tickets are for. You know,
Richard and Linda Thompson, along with.
How'd you do that to your voice? That sounded good.
Richard and Linda Thompson.
Sounds like you're coming through a transistor radio.
Well,
very few people can master that all by themselves. You need an equalizer.
Richard and Linda Thompson.
That's good.
Maybe I should.
Isn't
use that
good? Don't you think that's good?
Maybe they should use that voice on the tripod some week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, say it in a normal voice. We're giving tickets away.
Richard and Linda Thompson, as well as Robert Hunter, an old Grateful Dead guy.
Grateful Dead guy. I like the way
that's
that
what
sounds.
It says right here. Grateful Dead guy.
Richard and Linda Thompson.
Richard and Linda Thompson.
Are they the Thompson twins?
No, they're hubby and wife.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So if you want to take us to that, call us up now, 246.
No, not now. Not until we give you the chance.
Oh, okay. Well, hang up. Good.
Okay.
We'll give you the chance. We'll let you know. Right?
How about now?
Okay.
516-246-7901.
And
now we're going to give you some background music.
Now.
In my ear. Sounds so funny that I don't know why. Excuse me while I eat my pie. Some music gonna make it right. Anytime of the day or night. Some music just come out all wrong. Give you a headache just to hear a song. Background music. Drive you insane. Background music, it'll eat out your brain. Background music, I ain't one to complain. But elevator misery. You know this music is killing me. Background music put me to bed. Went to the doctor just to clear my head. To my surprise in the waiting room, 1,000 strings playing boogie tunes. Background music will drive you insane. Background music, it'll eat out your brain. Background music, I ain't one to complain, but listen. Oh, revolution's gonna change that tune. Revolution's gonna change it too. Revolution will start tonight. Take up your ears and begin the fight. Background music, it'll drive you insane. Background music, it'll eat out your brain. Background music, I ain't one to complain, but this. Background music, it'll drive you insane. Background music, it'll eat out your brain. Background music, I want to complain, but
don't really go.
I don't want to break it. If love is a healer, why should we forsake it? Well, hunger is hunger, the need is need. Am I just another mouth to feed? Well, our game is up. Well, no renego, no love.
No renego, no love.
No. Don't really go to love.
Don't really go to love.
No. Don't really go to love. Don't really go to love.
Richard and Linda Thompson from their brand new album. It's called Don't Renege on Our Love. Their album's called Shoot Out the Lights. And we're desperately trying to give away two pairs of tickets to see them. Nobody's called up yet. So if you've never won anything in your life and you want to see them later on tonight at the North Stage, that's where they're going to be. And if you want to keep us on the air, because you see, the person who tells us to give away tickets is also in charge of keeping programs on the air. And if we don't give enough tickets away, why, we get taken off the air. So if you want to keep us on the air, and if you want to go to that, certainly give us a call at 516-246-7901. Isn't that true, Eric?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it certainly is true, and I'm told we have a Tripod Family episode all ready to go.
In about 3 minutes, because first we have something from the Pat Metheny album. brand new Pat Metheny, but if you want to go
USB, Stony Brook.
I'm going to just turn that off. Did you hear the click? If you want to go see Richard and Linda Thompson, be the first or second caller at 516-246-7901. And those tickets will be yours.
Radio Free Long Island, in mutual conglomeration with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the exciting adventures of the Tripod family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families, and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. This time, the scene goes right back to the Amalgamated Hospital in Huntington, where Charlie is discussing his case with the doctor and the nurse. And as we look in, we hear something.
You know, there's something about this place that makes me feel kind of insecure. I can't put my finger on it. Maybe it's because you're not letting me leave. Maybe it's those bars in the windows. I don't know. What is it?
I don't know what you're talking about, patient. You're receiving the best of care. Why, you should be so happy to be allowed to stay in the Amalgamated Hospital for so long.
Well, I'd be a lot happier to be back home. I can tell you that much, Doctor.
Oh, don't go giving the doctor none of your lip, Mr. Davenport!
I didn't say anything nasty, nurse. I just think it's time I got out of this place, that's all.
All in good time, patient. All in good time now. There are a few matters we have to clear up before...
Oh, no. That was connected to me.
Oh, what a mess.
Doctor, what was that? Was that my blood supply or something?
I'd better get some napkins or maybe a mop.
I feel kind of funny. Could you please hurry up and do something?
I said I am doing something, Mr. Davenport. Land sakes! You think I don't know how that blood plasma stains the floor?
You better hurry. I'm starting to feel weak.
Now then, patient, we have some little matters that we have to clear up before we can do anything else.
Is this really the time to do this, Doctor?
Oh, I can't think of a better time, patient. Now then, you still have a balance that's outstanding from your last visit. Isn't that correct?
I don't know. It's pretty difficult to concentrate. My head is pounding.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Let me check my files.
I can't think of this.
Here it is. When you were here 4 years ago, you had a bill of
everything's going around.
$19,263.47. Now, according to these files, you didn't pay a single bit of it.
Well, of course not. I sued you for malpractice. And I won.
Here's that other bottle, Doctor. Let me get it hooked up. Oh, that floor is slippery.
If there was ever a place that deserves to be sued, it's this one.
Yeah, that's not no way to be talking, patient. We want to make certain that you leave the Amalgamated Hospital as happy and as healthy as happy and as healthy as when you came in.
I had a bullet wound when I came in.
There, I got another one. Now sit back while I attach it.
Listen, Doc. I don't know how you expect to convince me to pay that bill. Well, when I won that big lengthy court case that stated quite clearly that I didn't have to pay a single penny of that bill. That's the law. You can't change the law, Doc. Everybody knows that.
Oh, well, we're not asking you to change the law. Just twist it a little bit. That's not being unreasonable, is it?
I'm sorry, Doc. I sued this hospital for a very good reason. And I'll probably sue it again because of the way I'm being treated now. And I have no intention of paying you a single cent. Now or ever.
I did it again. What the devil is wrong with me? Now I have to get a new bottle.
Wait a minute. Just what are you trying to pull? Every time I say I'm not going to pay that bill, you drop that bottle. And I'm losing blood because of that.
Well, excuse me for living.
You people call yourselves a hospital. You're supposed to make people well, not just pressure them to pay bills. But besides that, I've got more important things to worry about. Like finding out who it was that shot me in the first place.
Oh, there's no need to look any further, patient. I shot you.
And so the question is finally answered as to who shot Charlie. It was Dr. Phillips. and you'll want to be with us next time when we'll hear Dr. Phillips say...
Well, we gotta get our money somehow.
That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a co-presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Do it. have your cell numbers. May I help you?
Good morning, operator. We're trying to get through to information in New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Yes.
Do you have your information?
Excuse me?
What?
We just want information.
Yeah, but do you have the information that you want in New Zealand?
Yes, we do, in fact. It's we're looking for something in the capital city, which I believe is Auckland.
New Zealand. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Ooh. This chair makes me so high. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, that's okay.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
No, I said hold on a moment. I'm looking up something on here. I have to know what place in New Zealand.
Auckland. A-U...
Auckland, okay, that's the first one. Hold on.
Right.
Where, sir? Your call cannot be completed inside.
Yes,
sir. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check.
Sounded like it worked.
Yep. That's a funny sound.
What's that supposed to mean, operator?
Trying to get a circuit.
Oh. Did I hear you say your chair was too high?
Yes.
I can understand that.
That can cause problems.
Oh, it's raining.
Yes. A chair too high can cause problems.
Yes, cause back problems.
Yeah.
I hear echo.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you, operator.
Is this New Zealand?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're looking for something in the capital city, which I believe is Auckland.
Yeah.
It's Oscar's... Oscar's.
Sorry, did you say the capital city?
The capital city of New Zealand, yes.
Yeah, that's Wellington, sir.
Oh, that's Wellington. Do you cover Wellington?
No, I'm in Auckland.
Oh.
What part are you?
I'm in Auckland. The capital city is Wellington.
Oh, okay. Let's try for Auckland, then. It might be in Auckland. We're looking for Oscar... Excuse me?
Okay, what name is that?
We're looking for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli in Auckland.
What was the first name you said?
Oscar's, O-S-C-A-R apostrophe S.
This is fun. Certainly is.
And that's the sound of a telephone line all the way to New Zealand, the other side of the world.
And back again.
And back again. We're looking for Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli in New Zealand. And I might add that if you're out there listening and you have a country you'd like us to try... to find Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli, give us a call. We'll
later.
Try it.
Later.
Later.
Yeah.
After we stop talking.
Yeah.
Because we have to read the news after this.
Yeah.
246-7901 is the number in case you want to write
it
down now.
Open. I'm just taking Wellington for you.
Oh, thank you. New Zealand operators can be so friendly.
There's nothing in either city for that name.
Nothing in either city?
No.
Nothing under Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli. Oh, gosh. Well, we're going to have to do some research then, but thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good day. Ooh. That's what happens when you hang up in New Zealand.
I like that noise. I think we should just keep it on hold for the rest of the night.
Okay.
It's daytime, though. You said goodnight. It's daytime over there. In fact, it's another day. Isn't it, wouldn't it be Sunday over there? Because
no.
It's the international dateline?
No, it couldn't be yet.
Well, the international dateline means that whatever day it is here, it's one day more.
Doesn't necessarily
mean. Oh, wait a minute. It's still Friday, I guess, in Hawaii, so I guess that it would be Saturday. Okay, I understand.
Something like that.
I never could understand the international dateline.
Neither could I, but it is 1:55, and let's try to start the news on time for a change.
We've never done that.
12 degrees. It's down to 12 degrees Celsius in Stony Brook. What's that? That's 54 Fahrenheit.
That's correct.
And 90.1 on the FM scale.
I don't want to hear that again.
Okay, but would you like to hear this again?
It's still there.
Still there.
Amazing.
So keep that for the rest of the night.
You want to read the news about in the background?
Are you through on here now?
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
operator.
We're
thank
through.
You very much.
Welcome.
Bye. Well, so much for that. You got us in trouble now. Huh. Now we lost that sound, and it's all your fault. It is.
Now you're ripping the paper. I'm going to turn you off. The chairman of the... It is time to...
Turn me off.
The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee said Friday that significant new taxes may be needed in light of rising budget deficits. Illinois Democrat Dan Rostenkowski says two possibilities include a 9-cent gasoline tax increase and a surtax on earnings of more than $35,000. Rostenkowski blamed the need for higher taxes on what he called the private sector's failure to increase its investments in response to the administration's tax cut program. Excuse me. My headphones just fell off. And apparently Eric thinks it's hysterically funny. President Reagan pushed his economic program Friday on a short trip to Pennsylvania. In Philadelphia, Reagan attended a fundraising reception for Senator John Hines. Outside, about 1,000 demonstrators protested against the president's economic policies, unemployment, and the arms race. A federal judge in Washington has struck down a law that was aimed at prohibiting people who advocate the overthrow of the government from enrolling in the CETA job training program. The judge said the law passed by Congress last year infringes on the rights of free speech under the First Amendment. A psychiatrist testified Friday that John Hinckley, Jr. suffers from a type of schizophrenia marked by delusions, depression, and a retreat from reality. Dr. William Carpenter continued his testimony at Hinckley's trial in Washington. The defense is trying to show that Hinckley was insane when he shot President Reagan and three others last year, and therefore was not legally responsible for his actions. Now, when Eric walks back in the room, we'll continue with the news because he took the rest of it with him. At this point, I would like to say, well, here he comes.
I'm here.
Answering the phone.
I'm sorry, Michael, when your headphones fell off your head like that, I just couldn't stay in the same room. Okay, Argentina has reported that British jets attacked the Falklands capital of Stanley on Friday. This isn't funny at all. I can't believe you're doing this to me. All right, I'm not going to listen anymore. Argentina has reported that British jets attacked the Falklands capital of Stanley on Friday. It says the jets were driven off by anti-aircraft fire. The British foreign... Mike, you're going over the air. It's making those silly noises. The British Foreign Ministry reports the air attack was aimed at the airfield at Stanley. The Argentine Joint Chiefs of Staff also reports that radio contact has been lost with an Argentine ship engaged in transport activities in the Falklands area. It said an investigative search is underway for the vessel. Argentina has issued an official report on the dead and missing from the Argentine cruiser General Belgrano that was sunk by a British submarine early this month. Buenos Aires said 301 of those who were aboard the vessel are still missing, 770 were rescued, and 20 bodies have been recovered. First Lady Nancy Reagan returned for a visit Friday to the Latin School of Chicago that she attended more than 40 years ago. During her brief visit, Mrs. Reagan fielded questions from 400 elementary students on everything from what it's like to be First Lady to the size of the presidential jelly bean supply. Mike?
The New York State Division of Human Rights is looking into charges by a black man that he was prevented from buying a $225,000 house on Shelter Island when it was learned he was black. Reginald Powell, a black Manhattan businessman who is married to a white woman, is claiming that the deal to buy the house from Brooklyn attorney Vincent Kakisi was called off when the attorney learned he was black. Powell told a State Division of Human Rights hearing Thursday that he signed a binder with Kakisi in September 1980, but that less than a month later, the owner reneged and called the deal off. Clementine Kakisi, who owns a six-bedroom home on Nostrand Avenue with her husband, testified at the hearing that her husband took the house off the market at her insistence, and not because of Powell's race. A witness for the Kakisis backed her up. Administrative Judge Rose Fernandino. This is terrible. Why are you making me laugh? Administrative Judge Rose Fernandino has scheduled another hearing for June 25th as a prelude to her recommendations in the case to State Human Rights Commissioner Warner Komarski.
You have me so loud, I'm going to deafen myself in my own headphones, thank you. That presently I'm no black... Put me back on, thank you. This is the silliest thing I've ever heard. There presently are no black families on Shelter Island, which is right here in Suffolk County. In the original complaint, Powell's wife, Colleen... No, that's right, please. Colleen quoted their real estate agent as saying Kakis had declared he would not sell his house to a black person and he just could not do that to his neighbors. Shelter Island is located in the extreme eastern fork of Long Island, for those of us who don't know. Governor Hugh Carey is among its summer residents. Mike?
Powell said, "We had been looking for a year and a half. It was the most attractive place we found." Mrs. Powell said Kakisi had been named and had been asked to... reconsider. But that his reply was relayed through the real estate agent was absolutely not. Kakisi says he's an attorney and he can take this case all the way to the Supreme Court with no expense to him. He said he has taken the house off the market because he and his family have decided not to sell it. Eric has the weather.
Mostly clear tonight, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, highs in the 60s. Tomorrow night, clear and cool, low in the mid-40s to low 50s. That's it. Back to Mike.
Thank you. It's time for the 2 o'clock album side, and it is 2 minutes past 2, and you're tuned to
WUSB
Stony Brook,
New York,
11794,
the silliest station in the nation. No question about that. That's the worst newscast I think I've ever lived through.
That's true. In any event, we will be back on the other side of the album side.
That's right.
Oh, let's give away a pair of tickets.
Okay, we'll give away the pair of tickets, and we'll also issue a plea for anyone who wants to find out where Oscar's All Night Kosher Deli is. If they want us to try another call, another country, we will do that after 2 o'clock, after we do the album side.
Well, it is after 2 o'clock, after about 20 after 2.
Okay. We'll call up another country anywhere in the world.
If you want to speak with us for any reason at all, the number is 516-246-7901.
Let's give that one more time.
516-246-7901. We have an album here by Taj Mahal as our...
I thought you had tickets to give away.
Yeah, we're going to do that, too.
Oh, okay. You got to talk about the album first.
Yeah, you can call us up and we'll give you a pair of tickets if you're the first caller. Recycling the blues and other related stuff, we're going to list as side one songs like Conch Intro, Kalimba, Bound to Love Me, Some Ricochet, A Free Song, Corina, and Conch Close. Taj Mahal here on The Voice of Long Island. Stay tuned for other ridiculous phone calls and other things.
If you didn't come here with a friend, you have one on the stage now, Mr. Taj Mahal.
I'd like to come in and soothe your soul with a little soft music from the kalimba tonight. And we're gonna move like this.
Light up on them lights just a hair, man. They are getting me. You know I love my baby. Long I know she bound to love me so. Well, I love my baby, and I know she bound to love me some. You know the girl put her arms in round me like they stick all around this song. She's so sweet and fine, Lord, take her anywhere I go. You know my baby, sweet and fine. Take her anywhere I go. But you know I won't take her down there to Georgia, cause I just can't go back there no more. Won't you tell me, baby, honey, how you want your rolling done? Won't you tell me, baby, mama, how you want your rolling down? I do believe to my soul you want me to roll you, mama, from Saunders Town. Well, sometimes I feel like hollering, baby, like a mountain jack. Sometimes I feel like hollering, baby, like a mountain jack. You know I keep on hollering till I got my sweet baby back. Well, if you don't see me, baby, you know where I will be.
If you don't see me, baby, mama, now you know where I will be. I'll be down in San Antonio, Texas, baby, down in Tennessee. Play along now. You know my baby, where she fine and round. Oh, you know my baby, yes, she fine and round. And my friend, I want to tell you that she's the best dough baker in the town. Well, I love my baby, and I know she bound to love me some. Well, you know I love my baby, Lord, she bound to love me some. Put her arm around me like a circle around me. Work up on it a little bit at a time, you know. I got a friend here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Something I've never get a chance to do anymore. It's mainly because of the signs on the wall. And usually, people are so geared up for something else. I think what I missed this weekend, we've had a really nice show. There's been all kinds of good people up here, and there's some more people coming up. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy your time. I would like to hold your ears a minute for the ballad song that I'd like to do for you. And it goes something like this.
Woo!
got a bird, what we saw. Baby got a bird, honey got a bird, it was saying. Baby got a bird, honey got a bird, it was saying. Without my Corina, showed on me, showed me the natural pain. I learned to love you, baby, before I call, honey, before I call your name. Baby, before I call, honey, before I call your name. I wouldn't trade your love for money. Honey, you're my warm heart, baby, you're my love life flame. Have mercy, baby, on my heart, look, honey, on my heart, look, so. Baby, on my heart, look, honey, on my heart, look, so. I got a rainbow around my shoulder, look like silver. Baby, shine like Klondike gold. I got a bird, what with the owl. Baby, got a bird, honey, got a bird, it was saying. Baby, got a bird, honey, got a bird, it was saying. Without my Corina, show on me, show on me the natural bang. Corina, 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 Corina. Thank you. This has been a recording.
Say you don't want to let it click for a while?
No, no, there's no point to it. Some albums you can let click at the end, some albums you just can't, and that was the one you can't.
That's a great live performance from Taj Mahal.
Which means? Big house.
Big house.
Big house.
Big, big, big house.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we have all sorts of things. Well, because the headphones falling off my head again.
You're wearing the wrong size headphones. That's quite obvious.
Is this the one that they stuck together with tape?
Yes. In fact, everything is stuck together with tape sometimes. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
I think we should break out the bubble gum.
We have another country to call.
Yeah, but we'll be doing that in a minute. Let me just explain this Taj Mahal thing.
Okay.
Well, why don't you read the titles of the songs, starting with Kach.
Kach's intro, and we heard Kalimba, Bound to Love Me Some, Ricochet, a free song, which is also called Rise Up Children, Shake the Devil Out of Your Soul. We heard Corina. And that is followed by Conch Close. What do you mean Corina? How could it be Corina with two N's?
Well, that's what it is.
I don't believe you.
Would you want to listen to it back again?
No.
You sure?
No, there's no point to it.
See? Told you.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
So those are the songs we heard.
Yeah, that's, any date on there?
On the record?
Yeah.
Not that I can see.
Hmm.
Let me tear it apart a little bit.
Oh, yeah, 1972.
It's on the record itself?
It says right on the record itself.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
It doesn't say it anywhere else on the album.
Okay, so where were we going to call now? Did we say Austria or Australia? I keep forgetting.
Austria. I believe one of our listeners wanted to get through to Austria.
Sure about that.
Yeah, definitely. Austria is a little country in Europe.
Australia is a big country down under.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh.
But Austria is... Australia is right next to New Zealand, which is what we just tried. So let's go to Europe and try Austria.
Okay. Well, this is another one of the continuing series of Voice of Long Island / Oscars All Night Kosher Deli searches.
That's for certain.
I may help you?
Yes, operator. International information for Austria, please.
Certainly. What city?
What's the...
Vienna.
Vienna?
Vienna, sure. Hold on.
Thank you. Never could figure out the city we always wanted to see.
You know, we do know a lot of geography, come to think of it.
Yeah.
We always
put
you
on hold while you speak to information, so there's no charge for information.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Flashing back if you want to be connected to the number, okay?
Oh, yes, I will. Thank
hold
you.
Hold on.
Got to flash her back. Does it mean...
Don't do that. That's obscene. Now, I hear the folks in Austria sometimes don't answer their phones for a long time, so we might as well just talk for a while.
I thought that was Germany.
Well, Germany is sort of connected to Austria.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're both right next to each other.
Remember when we were trying to get the zoo in Munich?
Yeah. It took quite a long time, didn't it?
Right. But
and that was a hostile operator.
No.
Although we were told it was a hostile operator.
But it turned out to be a real pal.
Yeah.
A real swell guy.
Yeah. But this person in Austria may never answer the phone, because, after all, what time is it there now? It's probably
2:28 here.
So that's probably about 6:30 in the morning. No, 7:30 in the morning.
Hmm.
But then they don't have daylight savings time.
How do you know?
Well, I don't think they do. They never talk about it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We're always talking about it.
That's a great ring, don't you think?
Besides, I don't think there's any way to say daylight savings time in Austrian. Ooh.
Hello?
Hello, is this Austria information?
Yeah.
Yes, we need the number in Vienna for Oscars,
yeah.
For Oscars All Night Kosher Deli.
Austria what?
Oscars All Night Kosher Deli.
All night?
Yeah, open 24 hours a day.
All night what?
Yes, Oscars Deli.
Deli, can you spell that to me?
Yes, Deli, D-E-L-I. That's short for delicatessen.
One moment.
Thank you very much. You must
be pulling the phone cord with her all the way across the room?
She could be.
That's what deli stands for. I always wondered. Delicatessen. What a funny word. Delicatessen. Ugh.
So we're all set to write down the number here for Oscars All Night Kosher Deli.
And you folks at home get ready to write it down, too,
you know,
so you can place your orders.
It could be in Salzburg.
It could be where?
Salzburg. Isn't that in Austria?
Salisbury is in Rhodesia.
No, that's
that
Salisbury.
Actually, it's in Zimbabwe now.
I thought that was a steak.
No comment.
You're better off. Bum, 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 bum.
Hmm. They're looking in Austria.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, we're getting our information, operator.
Good, okay.
Thank you very much.
Make sure they don't connect you, but flash me back. I'll connect you to the number.
And that's if we can get the number.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay.
Thank you.
That was nice of her to sort of butt in there.
Yeah, we've never had to flash an operator before.
No. I have been planning on it, but you never know around here.
It's 13 degrees Celsius in Stony Brook. It's 55 Fahrenheit and really foggy.
It is very foggy outside. You can't see your face in front of you. It's amazing. Thank you, Mike, for that most intelligent comment you've made all night.
Yeah.
It is, you know?
Yeah.
You realize that?
No, I didn't realize.
Now you do.
Bum, 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 bum. This is fun, though. It really is. We just get a chance to babble on at length about...
Ooh, there she is again.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, I have nothing listed under that name.
Could you perhaps try Salzburg?
One moment.
Thank you.
There she goes again, dragging the phone behind her.
She's good, though. She's doing her job.
Yes, reluctantly, but she's doing it.
Yeah. Bum, bum, bum. I cleaned up that ink.
Listen to all the Austrian people talking. Well, they were there.
I cleaned all that ink up, by the way.
Good for you. You spilled it. You might as well. There were Austrian people talking a second ago.
Remember when we were trying to get through to Iran during the crisis situation?
Yeah. We heard Austrian people talking. No, we heard Iranian people talking.
Yeah. And you actually spoke to the foreign minister there.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Except we didn't know it was the foreign minister when we talked to him.
That was even before I was really involved with anything here.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Because that was a while ago.
Yeah, that was during the hostage crisis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well over a year ago.
Yep.
And now we're calling about the Austrian crisis. Our lack of bellies. Especially all-night ones. Maybe they have a special guide for all-night delis.
If you've just tuned in, you've tuned to the voice of Long Island. We try calling Oscar's All-Night Kosher Deli all over the world every week, it seems. It's been a tradition since we first started at the trying to get through to Port Stanley in the Falkland Islands several weeks ago.
It's the...
Sorry, also in Salzburg, nothing.
Oh, gosh.
Mm.
Well, operator...
But it will be registered under the name of the owner.
Yeah, we thought the owner's name was Oscar. But
sorry, please.
O-S-C-A-R.
Oscar, this is the first name?
Yeah, we don't know his last name. That's the problem.
Well, I can't help you then. Mm. I'm sorry.
Well, operator, you've been very, very helpful and very, very kind, and we thank you
for... Well, I'm sorry I can't help you because I haven't got it under that name.
Yeah. Well, but we thank you very much from the bottoms of our hearts.
Honestly.
Yeah. You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
There she goes.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it. No Oscar's All Night Deli. Did she look under Oscar? Because she asked you to spell that again. Maybe she just looked under Deli. That'd be kind of a...
Well, she said she looked and she couldn't. She looked under...
Hello, sir.
Yes, operator. We just wanted to say thank you very much, but we couldn't get through.
Oh, okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
That's two operators down.
Yeah. Oh, well, such is life. You know,
if the Argentines hadn't invaded the Falklands...
We would have gotten through to Oscar's All-Night Kosher Deli in Port Stanley.
No, we would have never tried. And we would never be doing this. That's right.
The Argentines didn't invade the Falklands.
What did
they
do?
They seized them.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me for living.
That sounds like what a nurse would say in the Amalgamated Hospital in Huntington.
What does that mean?
Beats me. Hey, you know, this Laurie Anderson, I haven't bought it yet, but I'm going to.
You are?
Yeah.
Do you know Laurie Anderson is playing in New York City on the 27th day of May?
Are you sure it's the 27th day of May?
You're not going to put the concert billboard on, are you?
Only because I like the music. The Alley Cat, you know?
Okay.
Sorry.
Enough of that. The concert billboard, as long as you brought it up, can be heard twice a day during the week.
4:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. during the week and 7 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays.
That's right. Now, Laurie Anderson is going to be playing in New York City at the Palladium, I believe, and it's going to be interesting to see how she brings all this out live on a stage.
Mm.
I'm curious to find out.
Yeah. But this is an excellent album. Even I like it. It's just really swell. And she's playing this big violin with a... Actually, it's almost like a cello. That's how big it is. But
yeah.
she's holding it like a violin. But it is. It's a big violin.
Great big one.
And a luminous bow.
Don't it you? Is. Well, I think she's got some light... look, those are fluorescent lights right above
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but... but it's still luminous, if you ask me.
Because of the
fluorescence. And she's wearing luminous sunglasses on the front cover as well.
Yes, yes, she is.
The album's called Big Science. I guess the single from... There was a couple of singles, right?
There was a single called Big Science, obviously, which was backed by example number 22. And then there was a single before that.
Oh, Superman.
Oh, Superman, backed by Walk the Dog, which is not on this album, but Oh, Superman is.
And, you know, that's what we're going to hear right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I can hardly wait.
It's such a swell song, and you're hearing it here on The Voice
of Long Island. Let's sing along.
Neither snow nor rain. shall stay these holy years. Promise which completion the very appointed round.
Your military love.
7901 is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
They didn't have a ghost of a chance when they started the group romance. She had the heart of a sound cat, and he played the part of an acrobat. He was always so elusive, whirling through this inner trance. She compulsively intrusive, didn't like his batting stance.
Garland and Jeffrey here on USB, Ghost of a Chance.
Yeah, well, it's just about 3 o'clock. Our time is just about over for tonight.
It's about 2:57, actually.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun. We've called all over the world, as usual.
As usual.
Had some special guests, things like that. New episodes of the Tripods, as usual.
As usual.
All in the voice of Long Island.
Hmm.
Should say at this point that we'll be doing a couple of repeat episodes of the Tripods Tuesday and Thursday night.
That's true, yeah. So check that out about 10:15.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
In the PM on 90.1 on the FM. Oh, that's our theme. That means we have to go. Bye.
Yeah.
Mike,
right
on that
Saturday
say,
morning.
Say goodbye.
Eric Lawley. Good night.
Good night.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the Locarno. No, when my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink. I like to get themselves.